Gemara says, "Ozer Rav Yitamei." I'm a Rav. Ozer. Very different situation, right? Hangs up with the God. Rashi says, "What's the case of Ozer Beit and Ozer?" That he had a regular house that he has chametz in. He didn't get rid of the chametz. He's hichlasham tua. He decided that the normal house that he lives in, he's going to use it as an oitzer. As he was hichlasham tua, the tachter chametz. Vanina lachaman chametz enough la love apoyles areyu kimavur. But it has a din of mavur, and therefore you're not chayev b'varet. But over there also we find the same chiddush. That over there we find toishleishim yom. It's zokud levara. Mekodem shleishim nami leyom reshen gaito lefneisai. Aval gaito lefneisai afidum kodem shleishim yom nami zokud levara. Over there, if it's ain daita lefneisai, as the shayla is what's the p'tur in Mapoilis? As Rav Nochum wanted to say, boy, a tremendous chiddush b'das Rashi, and he wanted to say it's a kavaldik gilui in Shitas Rashi in the Sugya and Shitas Rashi in Masechta Pesachim. In Rashi before we had that Rashi learns the Sugya is talking about where you didn't do bittul, the Sugya of Mafrish v'yotze v'shiyara. Frekta Tosis Rosh in the Ran on Rashi, if you didn't do bittul, you're over Valyura da Raisa. As how could there be a heter b'chvam? As therefore they learn we're talking about where you did bittul, and that's the way the Torah learns the Sugya, that it's talking about where you did bittul. Rashi is mavur, the Sugya is talking about without bittul. The Masha asks on Rashi, why did Rashi learn that the Sugya is talking about without bittul? I made this takon of every boydik is sarach shiyavato. As why should we say the Sugya over here is talking about without bittul? But derech klal we assume you always did bittul. As of the Masha, because over here Rashi is talking about where you went le mafrish v'yotzel v'shiyara, where over here you're doing the bdika way before Pesach. As over here, when you're doing the bdika, you're not going to do bittul, because they're still bringing chametz into the house afterwards, so there's no reason to do bittul. When do you do bittul? You do bittul later on, when it gets closer to Pesach. All it says in the Gemara is your makdim the bdika. But the bittul, it doesn't say you're makdim. As over here, we have an interesting case. You'll do the bdika on lamed yom, but the bittul you won't. That's aleph. Bey zokta marsha, that what's the reason why Chazal and Misakin haboydik sarach shiyavatol? Because b'derech klal, being that you're doing something else, you're doing a bdika, as it's easy for you to remember to do a bittul. But when you're not doing a bdika, befrat, when you're away in Tarud, as then you're going to forget to do the bittul. As therefore Rashi held, kilu, the stam case is talking about where you don't have a bittul. Even though the rest of Psachim, the stam case is where you have bittul, because over here, the rest of Psachim, you do bittul right after Bdika, as of course you're going to remember to do it. But over here where the bdika is 30 days before, the bittul is afterwards, Mishas Pesach, and you're away, then there's a very strong chance that he's gonna forget it. That's how the Mashal learns. Of a tzarech bir, if we're talking about where you didn't do bittul, as why is there no chiyav to be mavar, mishum bal yira, even if you're not coming. As Rav Nochum said, and the Sheirish is in the Mashal, that the teretz to the Shailon Rashi, the Marsha says, is because the Gemara compares it to Mapoilis. As vice to chois that Rashi holds midaraisa Mapoilis is potter. That's the beer vishitas Rashi. A mitzarev beer, why is a Mapoilis potter, and what's the dimyan to our sugya? As in that, the Marsha is sosa. He doesn't explain. Rav Nochum was here of the beer, and it comes out of very gishmako yisoid in Rashi. As Havoy, let's learn the sugya of Mapoilis for a little bit together, and then we'll come back to the sugya over here. The Sugya Mapoilis is on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Nafla Lav Mapoilis Hareihu Kimbefor. If chametz, your house falls down on the chametz, Hareihu Kimbefor. So the Gemara, Amar Reb Chisda V'tzarech Shevato Beliba. The Gemara says that you have to be Mevato Beliba. What is this Din Bittel? Rashi learns, the Din Bittel is Shema Yipakeha Chagal B'moyed V'nimsa Oivra Alav. What are you afraid is going to happen? That a Kelev is going to come, and he's going to undo the mapoilis, because klavim like to eat food, and there's food under the mapoilis, as it's a motzi digichshash. It's not like, who's going to undo a mapoilis? No, the klavim are going to come, they're going to be looking for food, they're going to dig under the mapoilis, and they uncover it. As therefore, you mukhuyev to be in mevat. Meduyik in Rashi. Midaraisa, you don't need this. Because midaraisa, it's covered over. Once it's covered over, you're not over. But there's a chash midarabonon, maybe a kelev is going to dig it up, and if the kelev digs it up, you're going to be over on Balyar. If a kelev doesn't dig it up, you don't need bit. Kach is mevur in Rashi. Frek the toises of Rabbeinu Peretz. On Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis on Rashi, he doesn't understand Rashi. Harei, there's the Isser, the Raisa of Bal Yachmin. You're not allowed to hide chametz. As over here, it's Kilu, you have chametz that's hidden. Still, you're over on Bal Yirah. As my Nafkamina, why isn't he over the Raisa? Zog the Rabbeinu Peretz, Vais the Choy, Sarach Bito, Mid Raisa. He's Choyle clearly on Rashi. But Rashi holds that no, you only need Bittul Derabbanan. The Ramban al Torah in Parshas Boy brings a Mechilta, which is Mevura like Rashi, but he's Choylik on Rashi, and he says, you're not over. He says, what's the Mechilta talking about? The Mechilta is talking about a huge building that caves in. One of those big houses in Lakewood. A huge building that caves in. We're Pashit, it's buried, and it's not possible to get under it. As he says, that has a din of Avod Mikola Adam. The Gemara in Bamitzia says that something that no one in the world can get to is Hefker, it's not yours. Abalu Yiye, it's something which is possible to get to, it's just hard to get to. How can you say it's Pater Midaraisa? You have Chametz. Okay, it's hard. It's hard to take a shovel, it's hard to dig, it's going to take you time to get there. I mean, you're going to say you're not over on Bal Yirah. Avada, you're over on Bal Yirah. As the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ramban both ding on Rashi very strongly, that it's here where it's possible to take it out. And you're not taking it out. Avada, you're over on Bal Yirah. The Shaila is, so what's the Hesber on Rashi? What does Rashi hold up? As a Nohom had eyes that were like, unbelievable eyes. He found the Rashi in Bar Mitzia Mem Beis Amid Aleph and in Chaf Aleph that are the Mafteach for the Union. And thousands of people learned Rashi there before, and no one came up with this one. Avoy Nir, they learned Rashi thousands of times too. Abotay, Avoy, let's see the Rashi. Venira Viyachat. Zog Rashi in Bar Mitzia Mem Beis Amid Aleph. The sugya of Nafla Lo Mapoilis repeats itself in Bar Mitzia Mem Beis Amid Aleph. Over there, it's talking about how to be shomer things. If it's good to be shomer the karka, you're afraid for a keller who's going to dig it up. That's the sugya. That's where it's in the game. As over there, maybe I could ask if you can get a Gemara Bar Mitzia, you can pass one. Oh, right here. Shkarf. The Siyata Deshmaya is sitting right here. As a Zot Rashi. Chomitz Hareyu Kimavur, Ve'ein Sarach Levaroi Dehinkan Oyed Bal Yirah. Koidim Kol, Rashi learns Midaraisa, there is no beer. Why? Because he learns when the Mishnah says Hareyu Kimavur, Ein Kan Oyed Bal Yirah, there's no Daraisa, Bal Yirah. If Rashi was going like the Rishonim, the reason why there's no Bayiros is because you did Bittul. Chometz areu kimavurs on the derabbanan dika level, on derabbanans, we're not matriach you, it's hard for you to do, as we're not going to be matriach you to take out the mapoilus. But Rashi is saying clearly, the reason why you're not over on Baal Yirah is because it's kimavur. You see, in Rashi, mapoilus is the raisa l'shitasai to Rashi in Pesachim. But Rashi continues, and Rashi says afterwards, that you're only choshish that a kelev is going to undo the mapoilus by food. Because the kelev smells food even though it's buried and it'll dig it up. But by money, you're not choshish. The kelev doesn't smell money. So it's not going to dig up the money. Ad kan de gemara. Zot Rashi, what do we choshish? She kelev me riach, the choshish achrav, varehu moitziyoi, Vinire. That's the one word where Rashi made, when Nochum made a shtikul Torah. Rashi says, what's the problem when the kelev is going to dig it up? Because when the kelev digs it up, people are going to see it. Because you're going to be over on Baal Yirah. Frekriv Nochum, why does Rashi say Vinire? That's not the point. The Ptur is Mishum Apoilis. Once the kelev digs it up, it's not a mapoilus anymore. What's Rashi saying? Because when the kelev digs it up, he's going to make that it should be nira. Mavur and Rashi shita is Baal Yirah is kipshutai. You're only over on chometz. Now, it doesn't mean literally when you see it, but when it's roi liris, when it's a matziv that it's roi liris. If it's in a matziv that it's ain't a roi liris, you're not seeing it. You're not there seeing it, as you're not over on Baal Yirah. As what is the heter of Mapoilis? The heter of Mapoilis is, it's not real. When it's in your house, you can walk around and you'll see it. But when it's, what's it called? When it's buried, you can't see it. We'll start off Bedar Gazu, Be'ez Hashem Damshach, we're going to say even more. We'll start off with the simple Darga. The tour of Baal Yirah is when it's buried under, it's not seeable. As being that it's not seeable, you're not over. As what's the reason why you're over? Only when it's nearer, when you make it nearer Leinayim. But if you're not going to make it nearer Leinayim, you're not going to be over. So that's not the Rosh Hashanah. Frecht. The what's it called? Fred the Rebbeinu Peretz eye. There's a love of Baal Yatmin. Baal Yatmin, we're talking about where it's hidden in a place. You're not seeing it. It's away. It's in a hidden place. As over there, how could you say Pshat in Baal Yirah is when you see chametz? Hare yo'ivra da veira, even when it's mutman, even when it's hidden, where it's not in a seeable place. On that, the Magen Avraham and the Taz in Tov Lamed Gimel bring down a smack that say it does. That Rashi holds you're only over the Iser of Baal Yatmin when you are matmin it be your dayim. When you're not matmin it be your dayim, you're not over the Iser. And the question is, what difference does it make if I'm matmin it be your dayim or if I'm not matmin it be your dayim? What is this? A lav sheyesh by maisa? What do I need a maisa hatmana for? What's the pshat? As in order to explain it, you need a knetch. Rav Nochum and Rav Shmuel were both miyasid, that the iser of Baal Yirah, the iser is not having chometz. The iser is leaving over chometz. A bazei being masher chometz, that's the Hebrew word, leaving over, masher chometz. As you could say, when you hide something, that's a different kind of leaving it over. You're hiding it. You're holding it for yourself. As the Iser of Hatmana, Be'etzem, as soon as it's not near Alei Naim, you're not Oivan Baal Yirah anymore. What are you Oivan? There's a new love that's Nomad from Baal Yimatzeh. On hiding Chametz, which is a form of keeping and holding Chametz, you're Oivan. Rav Nochum made a gavaldik diyuk in the Gemara in Hamad Beis. The Gemara says there's a lav of Baal Yirah and there's a lav of Baal Yatmin. There's no lav of Bal Yachman. Bal Yachman is the regular lav of Bal Yirah. Why does the Gemara Kilu say it's another lav? Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze, Bal Yachman. He says, Lefize, it's Gevaldik. The Gemara means it's another Maisa Isser. It's another form of being over the Avera. There's an Avera of having, holding Chametz, leaving Chametz over, and there's an Avera of hiding Chametz. That's another kind of a Isser. That's what the Ribui was. You're not allowed to hide Chametz. The Torah says, Lo Yira. Don't be a Chevraman. Okay, Lo Yira, I'm gonna hide it. No. If you're hiding it to hold it, that's also an Isser. That's also a form of Shias Chametz. But that's only when you hide it via dying, because then you're cleaning. And this is Rashi Lishitasai and Avchof Aleph Amit. At the beginning of Kol Shah, the Gemara has to speak out that if there's Chayas that take your things or Behemas that take your Chametz, you're not over. And the Gemara says, what's the Pshat? Because the Gemara says some of these animals hide it. Azak Rashi, if you hide it, if the animal hides it, you're not going to be over on Bal Yirah. Frektosis in the Rabbeinu Peretz on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Why aren't you over on Bal Yirah? There's a love of Bal Yatmin. Who cares? If you give it to an animal and you know the animal's taking the food and it's going to hide it in its hole, you're over on Bal Yirah. Because what's this thing? I'm giving my food to the animal. I'm giving chametz to the animals. I know my animals are taking it to their houses. Whatever houses they live in, and they're keeping the chametz and they're hiding it there. That's Bal Yatmin. But Oidapam, Rashi the Shitasai. Rashi holds the Isser is Bal Yirah Kipshutai. Bal Yatmin is when you're matmin it v'yadayim. That's not called Hatmana v'yadayim. Okay. Thus is Shitas Rashi. Thus is the heter of Mapolis. Okay. Thus is Shitas Rashi. Step Aleph. Step number two, let's come back to our sugya. The Gemara compares it to an Asiyas Oitzer. The Magen Avram brings the smack that Oitzer is called Hatmana B'yadayim. Why? Because you made the Oitzer with your hands. As being that you made the Oitzer with your hands, that's called Hatmana B'yadayim, and you're over on Bal Yiroah, and you would need bittel daraisa. Rav Nochum wanted to say bidas Rashi. Rashi held the Gemara sushtels oitzer to mapoilis meduyik that it's the same heter. What does the Magen Avraham bring from the smak that's only shayich by mapoilis? It's not shayich by also oitzer. Tainit Rav Nochum, when this person is making a oitzer, what is his kavana? He wants to bury his chametz. If he wants to bury his chametz, he's got many ways of burying it and other ways of destroying it. What's the word? The guy needs a oitzer. And he has some extra space in his house. He's using it for an oitzer. As he's doing an oitzer, like it says, a so oitzer. Grada, he's not checking for the chametz that's underneath it. That's not called hatmana b'yadayim. And therefore, you're not over on Bal Yirah. Okay. As that was Nochum Shlav that Rav Nochum went to explain, and that's why you're not over. Rav Nochum then went and took the Rashi a step further. That Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, is Mavur, that over here we're talking about where you weren't Mevatalit. As therefore, if you go away, you're not over on Bal Yirah. B'tzarech beer. Hare he has chametz in his house. Why isn't he over? Azog the Malsha, he's medamit to Mapoilis. Kidemuchach in the sugya, the Gemara is medamit to Mapoilis. Zog Rav Nochum, after we learned Rashi by Mapoilis, and we see what the heter of Mapoilis is, as now we'll understand, Rashi and Asugya took it a step further. When you have chametz in your house, which is eino yodua, you don't know where it is. Meaning, if there's chametz, you know it's in your closet, there's no kunsim. Okay, I close my eyes, I don't see the chametz. Avada Yeroiva. Nothing to talk about. If they come into you, know where it is, it's in your house. That's called it's Yeroiva. That's your Oiva. We're talking about Chomitz She'eino Yodua, that Yitzarech Livdoi Achro. Rashi holds that level is Doimet to Ma'poimus, that it's called, that it's not Yeroya, and therefore you're not Oiva. That'll be the Gan Bedas Rashi. And Lefizeh, Rav Nochum, with those Gevaldika eyes, says we have another place in Shas when Rashi says Kishera'u. Where is that? Rashi in Psachim on the Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi says when you come back, when are you over? As we ask that according to the Mashah, the heter is because Nafla Allah Mapoilis, and we understand Nafla Allah Mapoilis because it's Eino Yochel Levaroi, because he's far away. As we ask, so why does Rashi say when he comes back and he sees it, he's over? As long as he comes back and it's Yochel Levaroi, he should be over. But now that Reb Nochum opened up our eyes and showed us the Rashi in Bamitziya Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that the heter of Mapoilis is not because you're not Yochel Levaroi. The heter of Mapoilis is because it's in a place where you're not finding it, where you're not going to see it. As Rashi holds, that until you come back and you see it, you're not over. As loimi boy, when you're far away, but even when you come back, it's only kishira'u, he's over. That'll be the word. This ra'u is dumya to the ra'u of Rashi and Bamitziya on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That's the page that he wanted to say. And that'll be the heter of Rashi. Lefi zeh, Rashi, which later on says the sugya of Nafala Mapoilis, Midaraisa doesn't need a bittel. Where did Rashi get it from? Rashi got it from the sugya in Psochim, Davovo Med Aleph. Because Rashi learns over here when you go in Yotze B'Shiyara, we're talking about without bittel. And the reason why it works, we compare it to Mapoilis. You see, by my playlist is a heter daraisa even without bittul. As the mukkah to Rashi on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis with a lot of amelis batayra is Rashi on the Vav Amid Aleph in our sugya, the way Rashi learns this sugya. That was the big nature of Nochum, the big word of Nochum, that's all G'dela B'das Rashi. And it's a big yesod in Rashi that a gather in Rashi. Okay, that's step number one of Rav Nochum. But there's one more step, not one. Finish. Period. You say in English. Now there's another connection. It's a hemjach to the word, but it's really a word with Neyat's word too. Rashi says, what are we worried about? We're worried about this guy's gonna come back in middle of Pesach and he's gonna find chametz. Frek the Marshal, a Shailon Rashi. So what is if he finds chametz? He'll be mavarit right away. What's the problem? What does Rashi say? He's gonna come back. Kishira'u, Oivralav. Why? Kishira'u. He'll be seyrefit right away. He'll destroy it right away. Why is he going to be Oivralav? What do we chayshish? When he comes back? When he comes back, he'll destroy it right away. Zog the Marshal. What are we afraid? He's going to come back. And this guy did a Nebuch, a tiring trip. He's going to be very tired. And he's going to see this yummy, delicious piece of chametz. As he's going to be tired, he's going to forget himself, and he's going to be mashit l'rega echad. Where does the mashal get it from? Rashi on Vav Amud Beis says this. The Gemara over there says, Haboy diksar shiyavato, maybe he's going to find a piece of chametz on Pesach. Frank the Gemara, he'll be mevarit right away. Zog the Gemara, he'll be masha, he'll see it, and he'll leave it over for a second. As we have a chash, he's going to leave it over for a second. Ad kan the mashal, Midas Rashi. Frek Rav Nachum, Rashi over here says, Kishira'u Ivra love. He doesn't say because you're Mashiach L'Rega Echad. On the Gemara on Vava Midbeis, Rashi says, you're going to be Mashiach L'Rega Echad, and Mekayre from the Gemara. But over here, Rashi doesn't say it. Meduyik in Rashi, over here, even if you could be Mavarit, doesn't make a difference. Kishira'u, Ivra love. So, even if he goes and he's Mavarit right away, gone. He's Ivra. Doesn't make a difference. He is Ivra. Kach is Meduyik in Rashi. The Shaila is, what's the Hezbo? If this is true, why on Vav Amid Beis does Rashi say you need a Shia of a Rega Echad? Zakir Nacham, a Gevaldige Einfach. Nacham Belus Matayim. A Gevaldige Einfach. The Gemara on Vav Amid Beis is talking about where you were Boydik. The Gemara on Vav Amid Aleph is talking about you left your house without Bedika. Zechir. When you were Boydik, the Ran says, Soimchen ala chazak is on Beis Amid Aleph. Zicha, you were Boydik, you could assume there's no chametz. Baal Yira is not Machayim. Because over there, you need a Shia Achakas to be Oyver. Over here, we're talking about where you didn't do Dika. As Baal Yirah is Machayev you before Pesach to get rid of it. That's Shittas Rashi on Dalet Amid Beis. Okay. You relied on a Kula and you left. It's Chomet Sheni Yadua. I don't know. Oh, but the Rega you come back, you're over right away. Because you didn't do what you were supposed to. It's a very tifa vort, but that's the knetch that he wanted to say. That's why Rashi over here doesn't need that you were a Shia. Just the etzem coming back, you're over right away, because over here the Baal Yiroh was machayiv you to do it before. As until now, you were soimech yulo, you're doer, you're not over kol rega emes, but if you find it, you're going to be over right away. And that's what he wanted to say. Okay, this is the Chidushim of Rav Nachum in this Rashi, which is a big Yisoid in Baal Yirah, that the Issur is Ria, Yisoid in Atmana, Yisoid in the Pturim Apoilis, and we take it a step further, we bring it into our Sugya, what Pshat in our Sugya, that Sushtels to Mapoilis. That the Issur about, it's not the word because it's Eni Yochel Avarai, but the word is because it's not Yirah. Because Rashi learns Baal Yirah, the Isser is not seeing it or not in a place where you're going to see it and find it Kipshuta. However, when there's Chomet She'eni Yadua, that's Machayev you to be Boydik Achrav, Chutz from when you're going away. Then it's not Machayev you to be Boydik Achrav. That's the side of the Sogya. As Lefi Rashi, the Gemara over here, we learned a whole new angle in Masechet Pesachim. We learned that the Din Dika is Tali if you're going to be in the place or not. As the Gemara says, it's Tali in Daitai Lachzer. As if you're going to ask, according to Rashi, why is it Tali on Daitai Lachzer? As the Ran says, according to Tosis, it's Shema Yavah Lachloi, that's why it's Tali on Daitai Lachzer. But according to Rashi, he doesn't learn Shema Yavai La'achloi, as why is it Tali on Daitai Lachzer? This is the Sugya where Rashi saw his Chiddush, you're only on Chomet, over on Chomet, Kesheru. As that's what changes when it's Daitai Lachzer and it's not Daitai Lachzer. When it's Daitai Lachzer, you're in a place, you're going to see the Chomet. Aber, when it's ain't Daita Lachzer, you're away from the Chametz, you're not gonna see it, you're not over. As this is the Makkah, this is the place where Rashi says it, because this is the Sugya where he found it's Tali if you're there or not. Why should it be Tali if I'm there? There's a lava Baal Yiroah. Why is it Tali if I'm there? As Tosis learned, Shami Yabal Achlai. Okay? Aber, the few Rashi, what's the Tliya? because that's where Rashi saw, because chametz is tali when you see it. That's what you see in Rashi. Okay, so that's, this is the sugya, and this is the gilui in Rashi of chametz enough la la mappinus. Okay, that's a sheet this Rashi. Let's move on to a new sheet in the sugya of the Rambam. Would you be able to pass the Rambam's manim? Rambam has a couple of tradition in the sugya of a let's see. It's Perik Beis Halacha Yud Tes. Okay. Let's go step by step in the Rambam. Is this sugya talking about chometz she'enu yodua, or is this sugya talking about chometz yodua? What is this sugya talking about? As we just saw, that the Marshal learns it's talking about chometz she'enu yodua, the Bach, Rav Nochum learned in Rashi is going by chometz she'enu yodua. The Goyin is medayik, the Rambam, that is going by chometz she'enu yodua also. Why? Because the Rambam brings down the Gemara, Hamafresh b'yam by yoytze b'shiyara toish leishim yoyim zokuk livdoy. The Rambam speaks about the chayvis bika, not the chayvis beer. We're talking about chometz she'enu yodua. The Chedushi Aran and the Ran al Arif asks, makes a diuk not like this mahalach. It says the lashon of the Gemara is zokik levader. Meduyik that we're talking about chometz yedua also. And this explains why the Chedushi Aran asks on Rashi, Rashi, how can you say we're talking about without bittul? You should be over bal yira. And with the Marshal and others, Rashi holds chometz she'enu yedua, you're not over. The Chedushi Aran himself on Chafalu says, chometz she'enu yodua, you're not over. And he still asks on Rashi, what's the pshat? Because the Chedushi Aran is medayik the Gemara. Zokik levar, we're talking about chometz yodua. If we're talking about chometz yodua, you know you have chometz in your house. You have a closet full of crackers and pretzels. And bread too. As how are you leaving your house? What's the heter? That's Frank Duran. Aye, what do you do, Lifi Rashi? As the Bach is Miyashe Bidas Rashi in the Rambam, Gevaldi Gecha. Even if you have chametz yodua, but if you're leaving your house with your family there, you're for sure they're going to finish all the chametz yodua before Pesach. As even if you left your house with chametz yodua, but you know it's going to be gone before Pesach. As it's all going to be Eino yodua, whatever's left, and the only needin is klape chametz she'enu yodua. That's what the Bach says. Aye, the Gemara says levar, it means b'dikin beer together. That's what the Bach says. Okay, so that's number one. It's the sugya talking about yodua Eino yodua. Okay. That's Hamafresh b'yam by yoytze b'shiyara toish leishim yoyim zokit liyukai. Koidim shleishim yoyim einu tzarech liyukai. B'mdait d'ilachze, the Rambam says, koidim ha-pesach tzarech liyukai. Rashi learns the chiyuv is only when it's d'ait d'ilachze b'pesach. And the Rambam learns even if it's koidim l'pesach. Zog the Magin Mishnah Natur. The Rambam Zichel Moide to Rashi that if you're coming back on Pesach, Afadim for you to be Mavar. The Rambam is being Machadish not only if you come back on Pesach, even if you come back on Erev Pesach. Why? Because Shema Yagzor Erev Pesach Bein Hashmoshes Velo Yeloi Pnai Levar. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Yechoshe, she's going to have a late arrival back. And he's mamish going to get in minutes before Pesach, and he's not going to have time to do it. Say to the Rishayna man, though, how long before you Choshesh, if he plans on coming back 3 weeks before you Choshesh, the Miri learns it means when he plans on coming back close to the day. That's what the Rambam said. It has to also be close, a similar time period. Then you have a Chash, Shema Yalza, Erev Pesach, Bein Hashmoshes, Veloi Yiye Pnai Levar. In Ein Deiter Lachza, Einoi Tzarech Lipto. The Shaila is why Einoi Tzarech Lipto? What's Takav Pshat? If there's a Shash, you're going to come back, Bein Hashmoshes, what's the Pshat? Because that's what the Goyin wants to learn, because the Rambam's learning, we're going by Chomet She'Einoi Yadua. Being that we're going by Chomet She'enu Yadua, you're not over on Chomet She'enu Yadua. On Bal Yirah Deraisa. You're only over Derabbanan. Us, on a Derabbanan, then it makes a difference if Daiter Lachza, Ein Daiter Lachza, continues the Rambam. Soruch Livdoi Va'achar Kach Yetze. As Im Daiter Lachza, Koidem HaPesach, Sarich Livdoi, and then you're allowed, and then you go. The Shaila is, why does the Rambam say, and then you go? What's the Rambam? The Rambam has to tell you how to plan your itinerary. The Rambam's not a travel agent. The Rambam just has to tell you, Sarich Livdoi. What is the Rambam saying? Va'acha kach yetze. Why is he getting that? What's the point of the Rambam? L'choira, meduyik in the Rambam is being magder, what's the gather of the din? The Hainu. There's a big shiloh, the Mogen Avram handles. What happens if a guy left and he didn't do his bika? The mashal, you have a dira and your house and you didn't do your bdika and you went on a trip somewhere. Do you have to come back or not? You were mechuyev to do a bdika, and he didn't do a bdika. Is he mechuyev to come back or not? That's the din of the achroi. How far does this din bdika go? Does it make you even travel back when you left the iser or not? As you could say, there's a gevaldige diuk from the Rambam. That's what the Rambam's saying. The ganze din is, do the bdika va'achar kach. The whole din is you first have to do the bdika and then be it. Once you yetze, you don't have to come back. All it does is it makes a din that you can't go until you do the bdika. As that's the hadgosha of the Rambam. The Rambam's not telling you an itinerary. He's telling you a halacha. This halacha is a din. You must do bdika before you go. If you don't do bdika before you go, you can't go. That's the ganze din. It's a din. It's an ikav alicha until you do bdika. You're not allowed to go until you do bdika. But if you left, you taka potter. That's the din. Over the fizeh, there's a gavaldik yadik. The Rambam only says acha kach yetze by when? By koidim shloishim. By Shloishim Yoim, he doesn't say Va'acha Kach Yetze. Why not? Mo'od Yitochin, by Koidim Shloishim Yoim, Yitaka Mechuyev to come back. Only Lifnei Shloishim Yoim, you're not Mechuyev to come back. And this is Alderech, what we saw in the Ritva B'Shem, the Ritva himself. The Ritva brings the Ra'ah, his Rebbe, and his Rebbe said, that whether you're doing the bdika toich lamid yoyim or lefnei lamid yoyim, you make a bracha. And the Ritva says you only do ad lamid yoyim, lefnei lamid yoyim, you don't make the bracha. As we saw on Thursday, because ad lamid yoyim, the din is mishum halacha, that you're nizer in yonei chametz 30 days before the chag. We learn it out from the fact that you loimed the halachas. Rashi says you learn to be zar. As that's an emes achoydes bdika, you make a bracha. As then you mechuyev to come back from your trip to do it. Because you mechuyev for all mitzvahs to come back. Now, the Olam do not ask why for a minyan do you only travel a parsa? Every yeshiva bacha knows when it comes to minyanim, if you're away from 72 minutes, you don't got to travel for a minyan. A minyan is the only mitzvah essay that has such a heter. Don't buy from there to anywhere else. For any other mitzvah, you might have to travel to do it too. Why only a minyan? Good question. Maisha Hesed has a tshuva about it. Avodah Maisa, it's the only time you have it. For any other mitzvah, Aveira, you mechuyev to travel for. You gotta go. You gotta go do it. It's your job. But only b'dika koydim lamidyoim, that the Rambam says, va'achar kach yetzei. Why? Because over there, like we saw, that's a din b'dikas tanoim. It's not a real chiyev b'dika. As over there, that you don't have to do koydim lamidyoim. It's just a din, before you go, you should be that'll be a kivun, a knech in the Rambam. Okay, as thus is the Tikkun Akudas in the Sugya of Amafish Kudayim by Yoitza Yishikara. Ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the next Chaya for the Sugya, Sholim the Darshan, the Ovez HaPesach, Oda HaPesach, Shlei Shem, Yoitza. We're going to ask the Oilam to do me a real big thing. If we could learn the Gemara quickly, because it's an Akkadah to Gemara. Many of the Oilam did their boosting preparation already, as it'll be very quick for you. The Iker, we want to start the next Sugya of Avodik Sarach Shiyah. Starting a whole new Indian, starting a whole new world, starting a whole new Sugya. And then with a fish pad, we could turn over a new leaf and come back with a shtanta. As Bez Hashem, that got it to Gemara, so we're going to learn quicker. The beginning part of Shir. But the eager focus, if the Olam could start the Sugya of Avodik Sarach Shiyah, Kato, 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 Kato